Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Casale. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jerry Casale. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Preston Ward. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hal Smith. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Coleman. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Rip Coleman. And now, play ball. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button takes first base on ball four. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog takes first base on ball four. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Casale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball four. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gurnett moves to second. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly strikes out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Ward moves to second. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee hits a line drive into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri takes first base on ball four. Ward moves to third. Smith moves to second. Rip Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale strikes out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Button strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Casale covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Gurnett goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jensen moves to third. Malzone moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jensen scores. Malzone scores. Daly moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Russ Meyer now pitching. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale is 0 for 1 in the game. Casale hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it and throws to second for the out. Daly scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Button strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger, who is chasing the ball. Lump reaches third base with a triple. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti is 0-for-1 in the game. Chee-Ti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Runnels moves to second. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gurnett strikes out. There goes Runnels. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kent Hadley pinch hits for Russ Meyer. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DeMaestri moves to second. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Herzog hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Murray Dixon now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Daly hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Geiger hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Casale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing left field. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0 for 2 in the game. Chiti hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. DeMaestri hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Frank House pinch hits for Murray Dixon. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Herzog strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Gorman now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Daly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Geiger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams is hit by the pitch. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Casale hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Button moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0-for-3 in the game. Chiti hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. DeMaestri hits a line drive into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone pinch hits for Tom Gorman. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.